Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful. How's your day going?
It went really good today. I got out of work early today, so I'm sitting back just watching Netflix and chill.
Oh, good. I got a Netflix, but I done forgot the password and everything else.
You can always get it reset. It's easy to reset it.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. It's in my daughter's name, so I'll
Okay.
get her to do
I
it.
was watching that Bridgerton, some news picture. Everybody's raving about it, but I'm struggling to get through it. So it's not as good to me as it is to everybody else, but it's all right.
What's it about?
It's about these young girls coming of age looking for men, and they go to the ball and they're on display, and the guys are checking them out. And that's what I'm getting from it. It might not even be about that, but that's what I get from it.
What year is this from? Because you talking about
It,
ball gown. What year
yeah,
are we talking?
with well, it's I don't know the year, but it's set back where they had the kings and queens, so it was back in that day,
Oh, okay.
that era. So it's kind of, I don't know. It's getting kind of interesting, but if I don't finish watching it, I won't be upset. Yeah, so I'm.
It's the rich people having the way they live.
Yeah, everybody's talking about it. I'm like, I'm saying to myself, "Dang, it really ain't even that good." But I don't know. We'll see. Reviews are still out, so. This is up. I think I'm on the second episode, so we'll see.
Okay. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I won't be watching it, but sounds good.
You all right over there?
Yeah, you heard me, huh? I'm
Yeah.
like, I was picking up something.
Oh, okay.
I'm like,
Oh my God. So how was your holidays?
Wonderful. I had a great holiday. It was the best holidays. I went to visit my daughter in New York, social distance and 6 feet apart, but COVID and everything still running around, but
Yeah.
try to stay safe. And now I'm home, quarantining my own self.
Oh, okay, that's good. I didn't do anything. Christmas Day, I didn't even get out of bed. Tot was over at her dad's house, so I didn't even get out of bed. When I say I didn't get out of bed, I was in bed all day. I didn't even know what Christmas was about that day, because I was in bed all day watching movies and lounging around and eating. That's about it.
Well, did you have a good time? That's all that mattered. Did you have a good time?
Yes, I did.
That's what matters.
Yeah, because I don't get to lay around that often. And what you said, what you call it, be a bed bug. So I was a bed bug all day. I thought of you. I said, this is what a bed bug is like. Wow.
I just stayed at my daughter's Christmas, ate. We didn't go anywhere. We just ate, played games, slept, washed the dishes. My daughter put these fake nails on her. I mean, not fake nail, nail, instead of nail polish, like stickies. Well, the hand where I washed all the dishes, my stickies fell off.
Oh, my
So
goodness.
I started with 10, I end up with 5.
Oh, okay. Oh, you done lost
So,
the whole hand.
yeah, because I washed breakfast, lunch, and dinner dishes. I had a great time. Even her fiance said that I can stay because I do dishes. I was like, oh.
Well, they was glad to hear that.
Because he said if it wasn't me, he'd be doing
Oh, so you were saving him.
them. Yes.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good you had a good time.
Yeah. And then we came home.
I was supposed to spend time with family, but I just changed my mind. I didn't feel like going nowhere. So I just stayed home and took care of me.
That's what's important, you.
Yeah.
Important. So I took care of me too. Now I was like, oh, I gotta clean my room with all this, all the things people buy. I have to put my facial stuff up and
Wait, you
start.
got some new skincare stuff?
Yes.
What you got?
I don't know. I didn't look at it. It's still in the bag. That's why I got started.
Oh my God, I thought you was gonna be able to. All right, wait, next podcast, you have to do a review of some of the products and stuff that
Oh,
you got.
okay.
We'll do an update on your skincare routine.
Yeah, and what about yours? What you start with? Okay, talk about your skincare.
Oh, I haven't really done anything. I've been trying to moisturize it more. I didn't buy any new products. Somebody gave me that that roller thing you roll on your face. I don't even know what that's supposed to be doing. So I roll, but I'm like, I don't know what the benefits of it is. I need to read the box. And only thing different I've been doing is taking coconut oil and taking off my makeup and putting lotion on. That's about as far as I've gotten. I haven't bought any new products or anything, but I need to.
Okay. What about like body lotions or anything like that?
I just told you my skincare routine. I just
thought that when you were talking about your face.
Well, body, when I get out the shower, I oil down with coconut oil and lotion, and that's it. I don't have any special routine when it comes to my skin. I never needed it. Like in the wintertime, it ashens very easily because my skin is severely dry. So as soon as I get out of the shower, I have to slap the moisturizer on it right away, and then I'm good to go. But no, I don't use anything special. I have to keep it simple.
Oh, okay. Like, you know, some people use that cocoa butter, shea butter.
No, I did buy some shea butter, and you made me some shea butter. I do use that in between.
Okay.
And I know. That was pretty good.
I know they said the cocoa butter, when I was pregnant, they said, oh, this will help with the stretch marks.
They told everybody that. I still got stretch marks.
Well, I'm still a little chunky, and the stretch marks still there. But I did buy that, what's that thing we exercise with? I don't even know what it's called. Wrap
the like the waist trainer and thigh trainer and arm trainer thing I got. Yes. Oh, so you got one too. Have you worked out with it yet?
No, but I'm like, do I put it on over my clothes or do it go?
Yeah, it goes over your clothes. I had bought a waist trainer and I didn't wash it first, and I put it on my skin and I had to take it off because my skin itched for 2 weeks because something in that. I don't know what was in it, but it irritated my skin so bad. So I don't let none of that touch my skin. I might wear a tank top and then put it over top of my stomach and then you do it like that. But I keep it off my skin. Except for the arms, it could touch my arms, but the rest of the body is over my clothes.
Oh, okay.
I wear like thin leggings so it's not thick and like that.
Oh, okay. So I'll get right, because I was like, oh, I got one. Let me get out here and exercise.
And just try to pull it as tight as you can, like on your thighs and stuff. Because the first time I did it, it was kind of loose. And then I had to pull it really tight, and it fit much better.
Oh, okay.
Because the arm things was coming down where I didn't have those tight enough. And I said, okay, you got to put this on tight.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something. I was going to look online on Facebook. But as soon as I get in my bed, something said go to sleep.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds
not
good.
Facebook, YouTube, and see what kind of exercises do. And I did find someone; she was just doing like stretches, leg exercises, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But said, well, should I do it at night or should I do it in the morning? You know, I'm trying to figure out what routine should I have.
Yeah, I'm gonna start working out tomorrow. I haven't worked out in the last maybe 2 weeks, so I gotta get back on track because I'm kind of falling off, but I'm going back on track. I had made stuffed peppers and I was not impressed with them at all. So I don't think I'm going to make those again. I still got my acorn squash I need to cook. That'll probably be the next thing I'll cook.
Oh, okay. What else did you make? I know you showed me your cauliflower. Not cauliflower. Collard greens.
Oh, I made collard green egg rolls and they were delicious because the egg roll wrapper tastes really good. And I cooked the bacon and then I used the bacon grease and fried the collard greens and I put onions in it and then I seasoned it and then I wrapped up in an egg roll wrapper and then I fried them and ate them like that and then I dipped them in ranch and ate them. They were so good.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, I might get another bag of those.
Well, I got a juicer for Christmas.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I'm so excited. When I was just so excited over it. I'm like, oh, I have a juicer. So, you know, I ran out and bought some beets and ginger and carrots and apple and a cucumber. So I was like, I'm going to make beets. So I put the beets and then I had lemonade. And so I said, well, let me put in lemonade too. So I put some beets and I did ginger. I overpowered my beets with ginger.
That happened to me before too. You only need a very little bit of ginger.
Now I know not to put that much ginger in. So the next day I made carrots, and apple. I used the carrots and apple, and I added them to my beets, which took the ginger wasn't so powerful after I mixed it up real good. So, but then I was drinking it anyway. I don't care how powerful it was. I was like, ah.
Oh, oh boy.
So I still have a little left. Now I have to do my cucumber tomorrow. So I don't know what to add with my cucumbers.
I mixed it all together. I didn't use. I stopped using ginger because I just didn't like the taste of it. So I was the cucumber makes a lot of juice. So I'll do cucumber, mm-hmm. carrots, and apple. That's what I mainly juice. I did greens, but they don't juice too well. Not with my juicer. So I didn't really do too many of those.
This juicer sucked every juice that was in those carrots because when I shut it off and I got the remains, they were dry.
Well, what kind of juicer did you get?
I don't know. I didn't even look at the box is still downstairs. I'll let you know tomorrow, but
okay.
I don't know the name of it, but it's powerful.
So well, I'm going to take the
leftover pulp and throw it out to the tree outside that we have.
Yeah, people tell me, oh, I make carrot muffins or something. No, I'm not doing that. I just throw it away. I don't know what to do with it. It seems like it's a waste to throw it away, but I ain't eating that.
Well, I'll give it to the tree outside. So the tree is getting the nutrition from the...
Little compost.
Yeah, a little compost. That's right. I have a little compost. I'll go feed the tree.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Because I was thinking, I wonder if I can freeze it and make... and put it in my smoothies.
Hmm. Yes, you can do that, I guess.
That's a thought. But to make muffins, I never thought of that.
Hmm. Yeah, like carrots. They would put the carrots in there or zucchini or whatever they would put it in there. But I haven't used my juicer in a long time. I use my blender more than I do my juicer to make my protein shake. And sometimes I throw a little spinach in there. But that's about as far as I do for vegetables. I haven't juiced in a while. But I remember the first time I juiced, I took a big swig of it and spit it right back in the glass. It was like it was the nastiest thing ever. I said, people drink this stuff like it's so delicious. This tastes like dirt. It literally tastes like dirt. I said, It took me a while. And then between that and then running you straight to the bathroom, I said, it took a while to get used to that juice.
Well, I don't be running to the bathroom. One day I just did juices and I wasn't like running anywhere. And I did water too.
I did. I was like, oh my God, my stomach. Maybe I try that. Maybe I try some juices. I'm trying to go on a liquid diet for just a couple of days. So juicing would be a way to do it.
Well, I watched one lady on YouTube and she did soups. And I was watching her and she like boiled her little soups and then she put it in a blender and she blended it up.
Oh, okay. That's a thought.
And she did. And I was like, I wonder if this GNC blender, this cheap blender that we got would it work with. It ain't my blender, but I was like, I hope it don't break.
Mm-hmm.
It should be all right if warm stuff is in it.
Yeah, I don't think the heat would bother it.
So I think I'm going to do that. I have to set everything out.
Or you can let it cool for a little bit and then try it.
Yeah, that sounds good. It's like, and it's not like you're chewing.
Right.
It's liquid.
Because my cheap way of doing soup is just getting some tomato soup, water it down, add some vegetables in it, and just eat that all day. That would be my skinny soup.
Yeah, well, I have to watch my sodium. So I have to, like, if I get fresh vegetables, shouldn't be any sodium in them.
Okay, yeah.
And so I'll be good there instead of soup. Unless you get, yeah, that sounds good, the tomato soup.
Yeah, I think mine's is like half sodium. It's a sodium reduction in the soup. It's not like the regular tomato soup.
Okay, well, hers was like sweet potato. Like, no, it was butternut squash.
Oh, that sounds good.
With some onions and stuff she all threw together. And her kids tasted and they said it tasted good.
You know, I do got a bag of vegetables. I can always cook them and put them in a blender, but I was saving them for my acorn. I need to eat that acorn squash, and maybe that'd be the next thing I do.
You could make it as a soup.
Yeah, I probably could. Put a little sweet potato in it, something to sweeten it up a little bit, or even an apple. bend it up or cook it or something. I'll think of something. I got some applesauce, but I meant to get unsweetened, and it wasn't. It was so sweet. Like, I can't even really eat it. It was so sweet. I didn't realize it was so sweet.
Mm-hmm. I don't use that keto. You know anybody that do that keto?
I see, like, everybody's doing keto, but I don't think keto is the healthy way for me to go. I don't think I would be the one eating all that fat would just make me fatter. It would. And I noticed so many people are picking up weight now. I'm looking at them. I'm like, oh, no, it's time for me to get back on my grind. Summer coming. 2021 is coming. It's, now it's time to get ready.
It's time to get ready, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's almost New Year's. What are you doing for New Year's?
Nothing. Just sitting right home.
Do you do New Year's resolutions?
What's that?
Like you said, well, some people always say, oh, I'm going to lose weight for 2021. Oh, I'm going to leave all drama behind and stuff like that. You know, that's what I'm just going to stay true to myself.
Yeah, I'm writing affirmations. I think that's what's called, affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm writing down everything because I need to write down a plan. And that's what I'm writing down, like, every hour what I'm doing.
Oh, well, that sounds good. Sounds interesting.
To keep, you know, because sometimes I'll be like, oh, I want to do this. So I have to write it down. So if I know I skipped it, I'm holding myself accountable for it.
Mm-hmm.
If I say I'm going to vacuum at this time, if I don't get to it, I have to write down why I didn't get to it.
Oh, I'd rather do it than have to write it down why I didn't do it. That'll probably make you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. Stop procrastinating. Like, I've been supposed to be painting this house. I painted two rooms. I need to paint every room in my house, need to be painted again. So mm-hmm. my next room I want to conquer is the kitchen, but I want to paint the kitchen cabinets white, and I need peel and stick tile for the floor, and then I need to paint the walls. So that's going to be a big project.
No, oh, okay.
Because the living room, I just have to paint it. It's no big deal with the living room.
Oh, okay. Did you pick out all your colors yet?
Well, I'm going like the lightest gray, almost white. I'm kind of using that color to brighten up the house because the walls are like coffee color. The kitchen is like a mustard color. So I'm just going to brighten up the whole house.
Are you going to leave an accent wall?
You know, funny you say that. I am mm-hmm. going to do an accent wall. The wall that my TV's on, I'm going to throw that big old TV in the trash. And I'm going to get one and put on the wall. Then I want one of those fireplaces you put underneath there. But that's going to be my accent wall there. So I'm trying to figure out. I'm not going to put wood on it because I can't be cutting and stapling all that wood. I'm going to do painter's tape. So I need to paint the wall, maybe a darker gray, mm-hmm. and then put the painter tape on it and then pull the tape off and then have the, I don't know. I'll figure it out how I'm going to do it. But yeah, that's going to be the accent wall.
Yeah, when I had my house, my cousin, she did my she painted all my rooms for me.
Oh, God bless her.
Mm-hmm. It took her a couple months, but that was her job. She used to work in apartments with housing authority, and she's like, if something break down, she came to your house and fixed it and did everything. And like, if someone moved, she went clean it up and paint it and did that. That was her job.
She still live around here?
She moved back to down south to Georgia.
Darn, I would give her a call.
Oh yeah, she did. Oh, my house was painted. She did a great job. Great job.
My thing is, I got paint all over the floor, and I don't want to. When I painted the living room before, I didn't get paint all over the floor. I tried plastic, and the plastic just doesn't work good with me. I have less paint in my room on the floor than I did when I did Todd's room. But for the living room, I want zero paint on the wall. So I went back to old-fashioned newspaper, but I still end up getting some paint on the floor. So I might have to do both paint, put the paper down, then put the plastic down, because I cannot get any paint on this floor, not in that living room.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm. I don't even know. I would be like, oh, my goodness, I go work so I can hire somebody.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I usually do $100 a room. So I may let them do the living room and do this living room. And I want to think, I'll figure it out. The living room and the ceiling need to be done in the living room. And then the kitchen, I'll figure something out. It's a big project.
You sound like it.
It is. Because I don't know how the cabinet. I'm not taking the doors off the cabinets. I'm not sanding them down. I just want to paint over what I got. What it is what it is. That's how I feel about it. But it might be in the kitchen. You do want it done right. So hopefully once I paint it, I don't feel like I should have to sand them down. Maybe I do a rough sand and then paint them.
Yeah, just wait until the day you feel inspired.
I don't know when that's going to be. Because I look at it every day and be like, dang, I need to paint.
No, what? When I redid my kitchen, someone came and did it. I just put my own knobs on my cabinet. I drilled a little hole and then I put these little knobs to go with the kitchen.
I need new knobs because some of my knobs are missing. My kitchen is so dated. It needs to be updated so bad. Mm-hmm. I started putting the backsplash on it, but I kind of stopped in the middle of it. So I got to finish that.
My backsplash. I remember my house. Our backsplash. What you call it? Backsplash?
Mm-hmm.
Over there by the sink. It was my mom took the cardboard off the box and lined it with foil paper.
Hey, that sounds like a plan.
That was so funny. Somebody always talking about, are you trying to get radio reception?
Oh my God. Mom said, I'll fix this backsplash.
And I finally got something done to it. That was so funny. I was like, oh. I mean, I would never think of anything like backsplash. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, because the backsplash I have, it's like a seafoam green. And I'm like, it's so ugly. Because it's probably like, it's that 1970 tile. And my bathroom used to have that yellow, that sandy yellow color in the bathroom, but I had that remodeled and I took all that tile off. So it's no tile in the bathroom, but the kitchen needs to be updated. Once my kitchen is updated, the house is pretty well updated.
Okay. Yeah, I know some places when I watch House Hunters, mm-hmm. you get all kinds of ideas. See, if you watch that, you might get inspired.
I probably do. I need some inspiration.
House Hunter International. What is it? The show comes on House and Gardens. I forget what it is.
HGTV or something like that. I know what you're talking about. That channel has all kinds of stuff in it. I probably need to look.
Yeah. Even where we run at, the lady said, well, you can paint. It's just that you have to put it back in the original color. I'm like, yeah, mustard orange? Where are you going to find mustard orange?
I never had time for that. You need move, you just want to move. You don't have to worry about.
I hear you. I had a phone call, so I went, bleep.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So what was you saying? Sorry.
I don't know. Oh, nobody had time to be repainting and painting and stuff. You just want to move.
Yeah, I got one more year here. One more year.
Then where's your plans from after that?
I'm going to have to write that down. I have to figure it out. I don't know. Got one more year. 2022.
Yeah,
2022. 2021 is going to be 1 year. 2022 is when our lease is up. So that's
Yeah, I had trying to practice doing when I was younger. I used to know how to do this pogo stick. And I said, today I bought Top pogo stick. She has no interest in it. And it's brand new. So I took a spin on it a couple of times. I said, I have to get my pogo stick skills back because I used to be able to hop the whole street with it. But I haven't done it in a while. So today I got on it and not too bad. And I'm looking at the video now. And that TV has to go. It just shows date it, and all the pictures need to be arranged. I got a lot of things I gotta do.
Good that you ready to change up and not same, because some people don't want to change because it's family and you know this was their home and I don't want to change. Well, that was their style. You have your own style.
Yeah, it's like I just keep things the same way, and so it's time for me to just, you know, I don't use the living room. I sit in my room. I only cook in the kitchen. I eat in my room. I stay in my room. I'm trying to utilize the house more and stay and come out of my room, like sit out in the living room, watch TV and stuff like that. And I probably would, once I get the TV in there, I probably would come out and watch TV for a while and sit on the couch and stuff, which I don't ever do. I'm all comfortable in my room. So it's time to use the rest of the house.
I use everything. I'm in my room, my daughter room. Sometimes I get kicked out of there. And then I stay in the living room because I know I'll go to sleep as soon as I'm in my bed. But now that I can cast on, she got the better TV downstairs. So I go down there and I cast my shows on there, and I'll be down there watching TV and the kitchen right there. Some tea and sit in the lounge chair and relax and look outside. I said what I'm going to do is grab my chair. I have a chair downstairs, like a little sitting chair, and sit outside. But it's been kind of chilly. But I said, well, back in the day, I used to sit outside and I was okay. I can do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I said, so I'm going to sit outside, utilize everywhere. Yeah, utilize.
True.
You pay for a whole house, and you right now you just utilize how much present.
Just one bedroom. That's it. This is my bedroom.
Look, and then you go in your bedroom.
I'm in my bedroom. I cook, get my food, come sit in here, eat, and watch TV, and sometimes I don't leave until the next morning. So I need to, you know, use the kitchens, eat in the kitchen, and sit in the living room.
Well, you exercise in the living room, right?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, I won't be able to exercise in our living room because we're getting a new furniture, and the couch is going to be huge, I think. It's going to take up majority of the living room space.
Oh, okay.
That's what they told me. Because it's a side of the couch where you can lay on. Like one of those chairs where you just lay down on. Like a lounge chair. It's connected to like a love seat. And then we have another. Love seat. So that's, and then we have that now.
So you got furniture in the living room since I seen it last? Oh, so that's nice. So you can sit down and just relax.
We have a table. We have a dining room table now. And we're getting the January 5th is when the rest of the couch is coming.
Oh, y'all over there showing off.
So that's what we're getting. And I was always down there. As long as there was that chair I could sit in and stretch my feet, I was good. You're right.
Yeah.
They down there making a bunch of noise, but I gotta go down there and get my tea and my water.
It's time for your tea.
Time for tea, time for water. And I still ain't do what I said, clean up this room.
Well, I guess you will soon. Unless you wanna write in that book and figure out why you ain't do it. That'd be a motivation for me to do it.
My facial stuff together. So I can start doing that. You know, my facials. I don't know. Should you do facials in the morning or night, you say?
Yeah, right. You guys should do it either way.
It's like a spa night, spa day. I'm going to go find that spot, the one that you do for your foot. My daughter got that for me.
You know, I got one, something like that. And for Christmas, I got one for your thighs and one for your arms. I've never seen it before like that.
Oh, to detox them, or?
It's not a detox. It's like a toner. It's like a, it's a mask kind of toner type of thing. And I was like, okay, I've seen, I have to let you know how that worked. But I think you're supposed to buy a couple of them and use them. But I got it as a gift. And I said, oh, okay, I've never seen these before. So I'm going to have to do one.
That sounds like something you should do so I can find out about it.
Yeah, maybe I'll do it, and then when we come back, we'll be able to talk about that. So we got to get some more subscribers. I think we're losing our subbies. I don't understand why. I think the last one, we only got 2 plays, and usually we get 5 or 6. So I don't know. We don't lose some people. I don't know what we have to do. Maybe they can give us some suggestions, topics they like to hear.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yay. Leave us some info. And we got to work on our Instagram. I got to get out there and take some pictures.
Yeah, we've been talking about that for a while. We really have to get it together.
I didn't even put Merry Christmas down there.
You know, I didn't either. I don't even think I've been on the account for a while. So we definitely have to, that'd be something to do in 2021 is dedicate more in, advertising more about the podcast and up doing the social media, up doing that more and getting it together. So that's the plan.
You ready for that plan?
Yeah, maybe you take one and I take the other. So I don't know. We'll figure out something. Then we need to see if we can get some sponsors or something.
Yep. We'll work on that.
Yeah, so that's what we do. We need to work on our podcast for 2021. And I was still trying to figure out how we use the mics because I like using my phone. I don't use Anchor through the TV, through the computer. So I don't know how that works through the phone. So I don't know. We'll figure something out. I guess we'll take educating ourselves more about it.
And we got time on our hands.
Yes. Maybe we can get some business cards and just pass them out and get people to listen that way too. So we do some PR for our podcast.
PR for our podcast. That sounds good. All right. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to us and more episodes to come.
We're talking with Bon and Z.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.